The G-String Orchestra is comprised of four young musicians wearing tight jeans and sporting black tattoos covering their arms, necks, hands, and some of their faces. They first started playing as a band when they met in Homer 3 summers ago, and they perform music that an audience may not expect to hear, Eastern European gypsy music. APRN's Wendy Jonasson reports.
On a rainy morning in Anchorage, several travelers start packing up their sleeping bags in a living room in Anchorage. As a young woman with short bleached hair, Sarah Jacques warms up her accordion. The other members of her band step over the dogs that are running around the living room, tuning their own instruments, a banjo, a fiddle, and a stand-up bass. Together they are the G-String Orchestra, a band that Ian Cook, the fiddle player, says focuses on klezmer and gypsy-style music.
Traditionally, klezmer music is old Jewish music for anything from funerals to weddings to bar mitzvahs to any excuse to party. Same thing with all the other tunes. And we also write originals in the same vein, keeping with the tradition of the traveling music. And we travel as well as does the music.
And everyone in the band certainly fits the description of travelers. They spend some time in New Orleans, some time in Homer, and the rest of the time they are scattered across the country. Cook says that the traveling spirit is an important element in their music.
A lot of these tunes that we play, the traditional tunes, have started in one region of the world and through their travel have adopted other sounds from the local regions that they travel through. And all of a sudden they end up and we're playing some of these songs that may have originated in Bulgaria or Russia or Romania, and we're playing them in Alaska.
And the band welcomes opportunities to play with local musicians wherever they are. Cook says they pick up styles or elements from different regions that influence their songs.
People that come through, have a banjo or a fiddle or a washboard, and sometimes we'll sit and trade tunes and play together.
They first played together as a band 3 summers ago when Cook says he met their stand-up bass player randomly at a house in Homer. They started playing at Main Street, which is now Homer Hounds. The bass player, David Young, says he knew he would love playing in the G-String Orchestra immediately.
People talk about true love or love at first sight or all these things, and sometimes you just approach something or it approaches you and you just know that it works for you and that you will really enjoy it.
Young says that he and the other band members are well-received in Alaska and always enjoy touring the state.
People just have, misconceptions about, what Alaska can be like and what the people up here, and that people do have really great appreciation for many different things, and folk music included.
So what are some of the other things that people don't know about Alaska?
The beer. No, I'm kidding.
The G-String Orchestra plays at the Taproot this Saturday. Then they move down to Hope on Sunday. They will be touring around Alaska for the remainder of the summer in a station wagon and what they call mixed transportation methods. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.